Do you know that we believe many things that are not in the Bible? For instance, a chipmunk. Chipmunk is not in the Bible, though we've probably all seen one. Or the word toilet paper. Jupiter. Truck. Again, a lot of things that we know and believe that aren't actually in the Bible. It's important for us to know both sacred scripture and sacred tradition. We believe both of those as Catholics. Now, one of those words that's very important, essential for us in our belief in God, is the Trinity. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. Remember, a Trinity, God, is three persons in one God, or three persons in one nature. It's a mystical belief, a paradox. On this powerful weekend on the Holy Trinity, I always like to remind us of how often we see the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all the time. And at Mass, we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We begin and conclude our prayers with the Trinity. If you come into Mass, you bless yourself with water with the same sign of the cross. When we proclaim the Nicene Creed, we'll be speaking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Mass. Let's really focus on our Father, which we're really speaking to through His Son with the Holy Spirit. Remember, I studied for Trinity in one class, about 3 credits, and in some ways, it was learning a lot of philosophy and theology, but in some ways, it was more challenging and just difficulty to try to figure that out. Remember, our professor had a paper. Some of it was like 6 font. And I remember counting the number of arrows through philosophy, theology of what we believe in the Trinity. So please read more on the Trinity. Not to do a test, but to grow an education. Now, in our readings today, we heard a powerful verse. In our second reading, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. There's a few different places with when Jesus Christ was on earth speaking about his Father and the Holy Spirit. He was given from the Holy Spirit after he left the earth, the Pentecost, what we just had. Before that, the Father gave us his Son to give his life for us. Of all the ways to think about the Trinity, this paradox, this mystery again, think of three words, just like the Trinity has three words, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Remember the words, God is love. Yes, it is important to learn more. It's important to pray with our Trinity, to read, to study. But more important than this, you must always remember that God is love. God is love. Father sent his son to the world to give his life for us. And love, the bond in love with the Trinity, is the Holy Spirit. That is the bond with the Father and the Son. So today on the Trinity, please know and remember, God is love. God loves you. God is love for you. You're an individual person, more important than any star or universe itself, than you. I hope you always feel loved with God, because he always wants to give love. So grow in your relationship with him. Because God loves you more than you love him. And if you're seeking for God, know that he is looking for you as he has done in all eternity. The Trinity is in a different dimension. They created our space and time. Or we are in a third dimension, linear, going through time. That he already knew who we were before we were born. God is love. So yes, learn some more of our Trinity. Think more at Mass today, in the Creed, in the words that we offer through our prayers. Yes, know that we do believe there are three persons in one God. But again, always know that God is love and God loves you.